This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
This is Indian All-Stars. Every week, we break down what happened in Indian All-Stars history, the wins, the moments, and the athletes who made them happen. These are the headlines from this week in Indian All-Stars history. Here's what happened the week of June 28th through July 4th. June 28th. In 1933, Henry Armstrong defeats George Hoberski on points in a four-round bout. In 1939, Joe Louis stops Tony Galento at 2 minutes and 29 seconds of the fourth round. In 1973, Willie Stargell hits the 300th home run of his career against the St. Louis Cardinals. In 2023, Madison Hammond scores the fastest goal in Angel City Football Club history and becomes the first Native American player to score in the National Women's Soccer League. In 2025, Notaby Gay III makes the cut at the U.S. Senior Open in Colorado Springs. June 29th. In 2023, Silent Rain Espinoza records her first professional softball hit with the USSSA Pride. June 30th. In 1937, Bob Johnson breaks up Lefty Gomez's no-hit bid with a home run, the Philadelphia Athletics' only hit of the game. In 1967, Chuck Norris defeats Joe Louis to win the Grand Champion title at the All-American Karate Championships. In 1982, Marvin Kamel stops Leonardo Rogers in the fifth round. In 1986, Virgil Hill knocks out Santiago Valdez at 1 minute and 32 seconds of the first round. In 1996, Cherokee Parks is traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves. In 2007, Jacoby Ellsbury plays his first Major League Baseball game for the Boston Red Sox. July 1st. In 1918, Jack Dempsey knocks out Tom McCarty at 30 seconds of the first round. In 1955, Early Wynn records his third consecutive shutout victory for Cleveland. In 1971, Johnny Bench appears on the cover of Boys Life magazine. In 2025, Anthony Seigler is called up to the major leagues by the Milwaukee Brewers. July 2nd. In 1921, Jack Dempsey defends the heavyweight championship of the world with a fourth-round knockout of Georges Carpentier before more than 91,000 fans. In 1989, Orville Moody wins the U.S. Senior Open by two strokes. In 2000, Notaby Gay wins the Cannon Greater Hartford Open by one stroke. In 2016, Ethan Bear signs with the Edmonton Oilers. In 2023, Ricky Fowler wins the Rocket Mortgage Classic in a playoff. In 2025, Anthony Seigler plays his first Major League Baseball game for the Milwaukee Brewers and records his first Major League hit. July 3rd. In 1989, Tommy Morrison defeats Aaron Brown by six-round unanimous decision. July 4th. In 1917, Jim Thorpe drives in the only run of the game during baseball's historic double-no-hitter between Fred Tony and Hippo Vaughn. In 1918, Jack Dempsey knocks out Bob Devere in the first round in Joplin, Missouri. In 1919, Jack Dempsey defeats Jess Willard to become heavyweight champion of the world. In 1923, Jack Dempsey defeats Tommy Gibbons by decision to retain the heavyweight championship of the world. In 1934, Joe Louis wins his first professional fight with a first-round knockout of Jack Kraken. In 1994, the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma declares July 4th as John Starks Day. That's a look at this week in Indian All-Stars history. To support the project and help us keep telling these stories, visit IndianAllStars.com, where every purchase helps us honor Native athletes and their impact on the game. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Indian All-Stars, celebrating great Native athletes, past and present.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.